This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can call right now. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free here at the station, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn a lot about Klaus Financial from their website. You can learn about their three separate divisions. You also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly email you receive with a snapshot of things going on in the market. Also a link to this week's podcast. So if you missed something, I know there's a lot of coming and going in the morning, got stuff that you're getting done. Maybe you missed part of the show, want to get caught up. You can, of course, sign up at klausfinancial.com on the website and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and get a link to this podcast. Don't forget as well, we put these up each and every week. So at klausfinancial.com, you can check out those previous shows, podcasts. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we are joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. We're in the thick of summer and enjoying it.
Yes. And it sounds like it's just going to get hotter and hotter as things move forward. So we've got a lot of good stuff to get to this week. We're going to be talking about, speaking of some of the carefree summer days and some nice stuff going on the coming weeks. We're going to talk about stressing less about your future when it comes to retirement. Before we get to all of that, of course, we each and every week do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for StubHub. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little note, though, listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. Again, we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program. But before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yes. So first of all, thanks for all of you who listen loyally every week. We get a lot of you out there, and congratulations to our winner last week. The question was, how many retirees in the United States are currently receiving Social Security benefits? So there was approximately 42 million retirees receiving Social Security payments, which average about $1,404 a month. And so that's the idea here. We want you to hopefully save more than just your potential Social Security benefit for retirement.
Yeah, when you hear that number, it doesn't go very far,
No,
so certainly it highlights the importance of what we talk about. And don't forget, as always, if you have questions for Malia or CJ from Klaus Financial, they are our retirement planning professionals. We can get you right on the air. All you got to do is give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about stress less, the kind of overall theme for today when it comes to planning for retirement. Let's take a look at things that people might want to be making adjustments and things that people might want to think about when it comes to their retirement planning to kind of meet that theme of less stress or stress less.
Yes. So today our topics are about removing some of the stress from your life as you get ready to retire. Because believe it or not, for those who are nearing retirement, they find themselves kind of getting a little bit anxious, saying, have I done enough? What about health insurance? When do I draw Social Security? I've heard about Medicare. How is that going to work? Am I going to lose my doctors? There's just a lot of stress that can enter into the conversation as you get prepared for retirement. So we want to give you five action steps to say, what are tangible things I can be doing to reduce or remove or hopefully eliminate some of my stress as I get prepared for retirement? So action item number one is shore up your retirement accounts. So if you have a 401k or a 403b, the question is, are you maximizing the deferment every year? And really, at a more basic level, are you putting away at least 10% of your gross income into retirement accounts? Now, there's a difference between 10% of your gross income and maximizing. The max you can put into a 401k plan if you're under the age of 50 is $18,500 per year per person. And then there's a $6,000 catch-up if you're over the age of 50, which 18.5 plus 6 is $24,500. So if we think about this relative to lives, like why does the IRS give us this quote-unquote catch-up provision? Because it's just the reality of life. I mean, we've got kids in college in our, you know, 40s and 50s many times. And so you stop and say, I just didn't have the ability to save as much then, but now I suddenly do. How can I catch up? And the answer is the IRS gives you the ability to save a bit more. So at a minimum level, make sure you're putting in at least 10% of your gross income, or try to be maxing them out if you can. IRAs, on the other hand, are a little bit different. The maximum to an IRA is $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over the age of 50. So again, important things to be looking at. And then finally, as it pertains to your retirement accounts, looking at your asset allocation every quarter as you near retirement, making sure you're not overly aggressive and not overly conservative. It'd be important to do that as well.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We can get you on the air. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, and their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. So we talk about the positive. We talk about the bank accounts and the retirement savings vehicles. Let's talk about the red and some debt and those type of things. We should probably be looking at debt as we near retirement, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And the point here is, same when we're discussing the IRAs or your 401k at work, is you can only put away what you can put away. We're telling you what the bogey is, and as CJ and I will both tell you, nobody seems to retire with too much money. We don't hear that very often. So if you can put in more, certainly. But first of all, you've got to take care of, well, for a lot of people, is the debt. And so, you know, we took a new look as of December 2017 to see how deep is debt in America right now. So the average U.S. household currently has over $15,000 worth of credit card debt, an average mortgage debt of $174,000, $27,000 of auto loans, and for a lot of families, $46,000 worth of student loans. So with all of that, you know, again, the show is about stressing less. We don't want to create more stress for people listening, but we've got to get a handle on our own debt in order to really have this stressless retirement. So for a lot of people, the credit cards really do creep in. And if we talk to the people that actually have those larger balances, 41% of them said that they really do attribute their just basic overspending to those debts. Mm. A lot of people say, well, it was medical related or emergencies. And the truth is people say, I just kind of spend more than I have. And for a lot of people, the fact is they're just not diverting the money that comes into their main checking account every week or every month. They're just spending it. So we want you to eliminate your credit card debt, number one. Mm. And then we also want you to watch your credit, because we are hearing something every day about more breaches, possibly on your credit card account. So you want to look at a couple of great resources we've talked about before on the show, annualcreditreport.com. Excellent resource. You can run your credit for free on that particular website, annualcreditreport.com, and be able to make sure there's no accounts that are not yours on there, because you don't need to be going into retirement with bad credit anyways, hurting your scores. Finally, we want you to start tracking your spending through technology. Now, we're big on this because, again, we don't quite keep track of what we spend or waste our money on. So we went to the website balance.com. It's a great website. It talks about budgeting. And even those who have the most money need to consider some type of a budget-oriented type of application. So the top six budgeting apps in 2018, those included ones most people are familiar with. Mint has been around for quite a while. Pocket Guard, YNAB, which is You Need a Budget. Love that. There's Wally, there's Envelopes, starting with a capital M, and there's Good Budget. And that's particularly good for couples, because I might be the saver, but my husband might be the spender.
No.
And if we're, no, it could happen. And if we're both using this technology, it works together, and hopefully can help explain a few things at the end of the month so you can each make a judge adjustment. Both of you make adjustments. You heard that?
Yes. I've heard that one a couple of
times. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they are here for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, don't forget their office right here in Madison. The telephone number 442-5637. No cost for that additional get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, they'd love to help you out. Give us a call right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, you can set that up simply by picking up the phone, giving them a call, 442-5637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about making life easier, a stressless approach to retirement, and a lot of people are a little surprised to realize as you near retirement, there are some people have stress, changes in life, any of those type of things. As great as retirement's going to be, there are some concerns people have, and we're helping CJ and Malia are helping us out getting things in order, especially as we plan towards and get towards retirement. We were talking about debt, and we were talking about money management, budget, those type of things. Let's talk about the biggest debt we're going to have typically, which is the mortgage. Now, is that one of those things that I've got to assume that's just one less bill? If you can pay that off before retirement, you're in good shape?
Yes. So if anybody's listened to our show for any consistent period of time, they have heard us talk about this topic of debt and mortgage and trying to eliminate those things before you retire. As a matter of fact, we quote this biblical proverb quite often, which is, debt makes you a slave to the debtor, cash makes you a king. What do you want to be when you enter retirement? So absolutely, looking at your mortgage and finding ways to drastically reduce it, eliminate it. And there's a lot of tools in the toolbox. You'll find that people like us will ask a whole range of questions to you when we initially sit down for our no-cost first meeting. And some people go, why are you going so deep? Why do you want to know all of this? Because we want to understand all the tools that are in the toolbox. And we want to understand the holes in your financial plan versus the areas that you've already covered. And so, you know, sometimes people come in and they'll say, I'll never be able to be, you know, mortgage-free before I retire. And we say, we disagree. Actually, if you just sold this or took this after-tax account or did this or did that or just downsized, you could eliminate that mortgage and boom, you could free up $2,000 a month of cash flow. So the whole point of this, and some people go, well, but CJ, the interest rate on my mortgage is 3% and my investments are doing 6 or 7%. And I have to be honest, that logic to me is just completely upside down. Because if I came to you and said, hey, you're mortgage free, go take out a home equity loan and give me the cash to invest it, you would think I was a crook. So no. Debt has risk, and debt is a guaranteed return. The bank doesn't go, oh, sorry, the market's not doing well, you don't have to pay me this month.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So please don't get into the debate over whether or not you should have a mortgage or not have a mortgage in retirement. The answer is, if it's in your control, you should not. Now, again, there can be minor exceptions to this rule where people just have so much money that they really do need a small deduction. But that's you know, the top 2% of people out there. So do your best to get rid of that mortgage before you retire.
Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310 or toll free 877-235-1310. And Mike joins us this morning. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. You mentioned holes in a retirement plan. So one of the holes some people find is long-term care insurance. And yeah. Just go out and buy it when you're at or near retirement age is very expensive. There was a story in the paper a couple of days ago about some sort of hybrid life insurance policy / long-term care so that you get a death benefit if you die, but yeah. There's a provision for long-term care that's much more affordable maybe than just buying long-term care straight out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're familiar with those vehicles and what they're called and how they work. And if you know, sometimes hybrids are not as good as either pure option.
Right.
They lump things together, but does that really just help the seller of the financial instrument or really help the consumer? So maybe
great
you could
question.
Talk about that.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. What a great question. So what Mike is getting at here is that when you're younger, the risk is of your premature death, right? Because you have maybe a spouse or children that are dependent upon you. And so you get life insurance to cover that risk in case you die prematurely. But then when you get into retirement, truth be told, if you die, your spouse is probably going to be okay because you've saved everything you could have by then. You're no longer working and generating income, and usually your kids are off on their own. The bigger risk is, of course, the risk of you ending up in a nursing home that costs $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. So that's known as long-term care insurance. But long-term care insurance, I'm not going to go through the whole drama of it, but if you get traditional long-term care insurance, the premiums can go up over time. And then if you don't use it, you lose it, right? So you pay these premiums for 25 years and then you die without needing long-term care and suddenly you just paid, you know, $50,000 a premium for no benefit. So thus have come these linked benefit products. That's what they're called, Mike, by the way, linked benefit or hybrid policies, which are a chassis of a life insurance policy with a rider of a long-term care that says, if you need this death benefit for purposes of long-term care, we'll kind of prepay it before your death towards long-term care insurance. So now it's no longer use it or lose it, right? You're gonna get it in one way, shape, or form. So to answer your question, Mike, we are fans of these. I really appreciate what you said, though. Sometimes linked benefit products are just a disaster. They're not as good as the pure version. But in this case, we actually like these, and we're fans of them, and we like to see people at least look at them as a solution for long-term care if they need it. And I say if they need it because long-term care insurance, in our humble opinion, is one of the areas that insurance is oversold. So you need to make sure you have a risk and then potentially cover that risk with a policy like a hybrid.
Mike, thank you
great
for
the answer.
Great call. Thank you for the call. And I got time for squeeze one more in. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you. Right now, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we will do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about the fifth action, which is health and emergency savings. And we will talk with CJ and Malia. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas as we do each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can call right at the start of the show if you have questions. We'll get you right on the air. Also, of course, Kloss Financial, they are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about a stressless entrance into retirement. So you look forward to your retirement. Important steps that you should be taking, things like keeping your budget, great technologies out there, eliminating credit card debt, also paying off your mortgage. What about a big thing, and it kind of touched on it in that last segment with Mike's call, which is things like health costs and health. There's some great tools out there for people, aren't there, when it comes to health savings and health savings accounts?
Absolutely. So the first thing we wanted to touch upon in this action step number 5 was making sure, and again, this sounds elementary, but you'd be surprised to find out that people are either heavy, very heavy in this area, or very short in this area, which would be their absolute immediate savings, their emergency savings. So what we found is that there's about 40% of Americans out there who have nothing in savings. And even people with a lot of money, they want every single dime invested. And we would say, you know, the rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months of cash sitting close to you that you can access at any time for emergencies. Many people would err on the caution of 6 to 12 months. If we're getting into 2 years of savings sitting in cash, maybe that's where we need to start looking at investing, but making sure your emergency savings is shored up. But when we talk about health, again, can we ever have too much money in retirement or too much money available to us to pay health-related types of items? So many employers today offer health savings accounts. And if you have one available to you through an employer, possibly your employer may even contribute something, a match of some sort, or you could start contributing into that. And what's great is that it's tax deferred. So it's coming out, lowering your taxability every year. There are limits. In 2018, an individual can put in as much as $3,450. Family, officially $6,850. They were a little higher, and they came back to the $6,850. So again, that's coming right off your top for taxability, and that's going to grow tax deferred for you. And as long as you use it for health-related items, and everybody's a little different on these, but usually anything could be over-the-counter prescriptions, anything health-related, you're not going to have to pay tax on those items. And it can roll from year to year. So we've seen people retire with an HSA with $100,000 in it because they've been contributing as much as possible for several years with them and their wife. And if you never used it for an HSA purpose, for health purpose, you can actually roll it into an IRA eventually. So it's good to know that those are out there for you. Most of us, the last check we're ever going to write is probably going to be to something health-related. So having access to those kinds of funds would be really nice in retirement.
That is for sure. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, we do this each and every Thursday starting at 8 a.m. You can call us right in here at the station. As always, Kloss Financial is there for you as well. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Of course, online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for StubHub. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the name of one of the top budgeting apps that we mentioned today? Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for StubHub. And again, don't forget, that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And of course, you can find them online as well at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Mitch Hank is in for Dan. He comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.